Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have with us, I was kind of looking at you like you could say it this time.
Jesus. John Koppel. You wanted me to say John Koppel?
Yeah, that's why I was like.
We didn't rehearse.
Would you like to start over?
I think that we're nailing this.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
this is going really well. My name's John Koppel. This is a super professional podcast. Thanks for having me.
We now do it once a month.
He comes in our podcast as a guest and insults the podcast from the very start.
No, he doesn't. Oh, yeah, he just did. You fuck.
He doesn't understand sarcasm. I love it.
I thought I got away with one. I don't know when Kate caught Asperger's, but no, Kate, you're great in this podcast. Mm. Happy birthday, Joe Biden. Huh? That's today.
Huh, guys?
Oh, okay.
Hey, he turned 80.
Happy birthday. 80?
We got an 80-year-old president.
Do you still fuck when you're 80?
I actually had the same thought.
Get horned up like when you're 80?
You know.
Depends how many drugs you're on, probably.
Yeah.
I'm saying like just naturally, like you just, you know. Like
most 80-year-olds
are. Alone in the crib, do you get a boner? Like when you're just hanging?
Oh, no. No. But I think guys with a certain mentality now that, like, you know, the pharmaceuticals are available, I think that they will always be fucking till their heart gives out.
But do you think that they could be fucking till their heart gives out without that stuff? I feel like old men are horny as fuck.
It's possible. They certainly say a lot of disgusting things.
Like, they don't want to have sex with their wife because their wife's 80. But, like, they want to have sex. Like, they're horny, though. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe they think they have erectile dysfunction. Like, they go to the doc, like, listen, man, I can't get it out. But it's because they're having sex with an 80-year-old woman.
That's possible.
You know what I mean? Like, they could get it up with, like, a college chick.
In the year 2022, 80-year-olds do know how to find porn, though. So, like, they know if their dick works or
Dude,
not.
Are you sure? Like, the 80-year-olds do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they sniffed it out by now. Like how
well, because it was pretty easy for them to find for over 20 years now. It's not like when they were 60, they weren't looking.
And let's just
that's
say,
true. And like,
yeah. An 80-year-old woman, I doubt, is also like, yeah, over 80-year-old dick. Like, I'm sure she's like over it.
80-year-old dick, my God.
So like, maybe she would need. A hot college dud to get her juices flowing.
That really brought the picture into focus.
Yeah, you really had to get crass, Kate. We're just trying to have a... You had to take it there, didn't you?
So
also,
awesome.
Audience, my voice is extra raspy. I lost my voice for the week while I taught my students for the first time.
Just give me a soft job right now.
Stop.
Not gonna lie. When you focused on it, I kind of like when she's like a little ragged for some reason.
Ragged.
Is that fucked up? Yeah, yeah.
Like
is that
if
fucked
I'm a little
up?
Sick, like she's like, hey. And I'm like, I'm
like
not
real
feeling
tired
well.
And exhausted. And then like Jessica's weird raspy voice. Like, I love it. I'm like when she's like raggedy and beat down.
See, that sounds really bad.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's like a fetish or like if it's normal. That's what I want to know.
No, you're fucked up. That's what I think it is.
Or maybe you just get super sexy when you're like beat down.
Oh my God.
from like work. And
I'm like waiting for a couple to step in, and he's just totally listening.
I'm considering it because there is something hot about like when your lady is a little bit less hyperactive, you know, like just a little bit slower, a little bit like, you know, less prone to point out your shit, yeah. You know, and less active around the house. Like my wife is constantly on something.
Right.
Like she's moving around. She's just get this done. She's calling all the shots. And it's like things are a little, it takes a lot to keep a house of four going.
Definitely.
But then when she slows down a little bit, maybe it's because she's sick. Maybe she's tired. Maybe, but I'm always like, oh, now's my chance.
Yeah, like
now
me,
I could get some.
To me, when she's all raggedy, she kind of reminds me of like Tarzan and Jane. Like, I feel like she's like a jungle woman. Like, her hair's all raggedy. And she's like, you know what I mean? And like it's, she's all sexed up. She's wearing like her t-shirts half falling off. Like, she's laying in bed.
Yeah, that's
you
good.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just like, it's kind of dirty. It's like kind of like a jungle thing.
I think
a
the
dirty
way.
Dirty jungle woman.
Yo.
Primal.
You're so romantic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo,
it's that's primal. What I'm saying. That's what I think it is.
But like, instead of describing it that way, you just keep calling her raggedy. That definitely gets your juices flowing.
My God.
No, I tell her how hot she's like, I'm dying when she's sick or something. And I'm like
for
you
this
look
dick,
fucking
right?
Smoking right now.
Yeah, I think it's also what Koppel was saying in the sense of my defense mechanisms are down and I can definitely be a hyper vigilant like spaz. So I think he enjoys when I'm just like, I'm weak. Tired.
It's also like easy prey type thing. Like I feel like I can get laid a lot easier because their defenses are down.
But it's all consensual.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds obviously. Bad. It sounds bad, but like there's just a lot less like, you know, walls to me getting laid, like a lot.
Sure. No, yeah. That all makes sense. Just the more you deconstruct it, the worse it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds bad. All right, we're going to get to our
so
first.
What's the matter with me? Jeez.
Official topic.
We should get to an official topic.
So this was CG's idea. He wanted to do a thing of, is this cool or not cool?
Cool or not cool? I want to do a new segment. Okay, called Cool or Not Cool America. Koppel's down with it. We didn't tell him before the podcast.
What? First of all, we need to name it, but hopefully that'll come up organically. Like something like I love the concept, but like I know we might have called it back in the day, but it's not acceptable now. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Got you.
Okay, no, it's cool or not cool.
Like the first topic, I wanted to do this like kind of on a regular basis if we can, so you'll be able to think up your own and everything. But
love it.
Cool or not cool? A guy's born with a dick so big he can never walk.
Well, never walk.
It's so
like
big.
it's laborious.
He's not bedridden, but he's like in a chair always.
All right. Because I would love.
He doesn't have to lay, like, but he can't. He just has to sit.
I would love to have that as a backup excuse. Like you're invited to someone's Friendsgiving or something. It's like, I don't know. My dick's pretty big. I'm going to chill at home.
Dragging this thing around all night. God damn. That would be dope. Yeah. But is that too
hang out with your wife's friends and you're like, I can't drag this big dick out there. I'm going to. Hang out with Sarah again.
Like I can only do really important shit. Like you know how much energy it takes for me to do shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can only do shit that really matters.
But a cartoonishly gigantic dick.
I think it would be terrible.
Is this
I don't
dude
think
a
it's...
legend or is he just like
maybe both
a filthy old bum?
Okay, so there's a guy in my neighborhood that walks around. My wife works from home and she doesn't work full time, so she walks like crazy. And there's apparently a guy that walks around all the time. He doesn't wear underwear, and just him with his sweats and his gigantic, ridiculous penis. And she never brought it up to me before. She never brought it up, but she brought up the other day to these neighbors that we were hanging out with, and the other neighbor was like, it's so huge. And I was like, all right, guys, relax. And they're like, no, not in a hot way. Like, something's wrong medically with this guy's huge penis. So I guess the encouraging thing, you can walk with a gigantic penis, but
no. The hypothetical guy I'm talking about, his penis is bigger.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Definitely not cool.
Yeah,
it's like an issue. It's like a disease.
No,
that,
dude, yeah. I feel like he would get into any fraternity. I feel like
cool.
Yeah, who cares?
So like, he could be like as a circus attraction
CG.
Guy?
I mean, kind of. Like, he's just a dude who's down in the basement of the fraternity and like everybody gives him shots.
Okay, we're moving on. We're going to say not cool.
What do you mean we're going to say not cool? Everyone has to vote.
Wait a second.
In cool or not cool, everyone has a vote, baby.
So would it be cool if this hypothetical like penis freak, basement dwelling penis freak exists? Yeah, that's cool. It's a cool character for your, like, you know, for the story you're writing in your head. But would it be cool to be him? Nah, it doesn't sound great.
Would it be cool to hang out with him? Yeah. We don't know. We don't know how good his personality is. Maybe it's fucking awesome. And maybe it's really cool because he can hang out
maybe
all
day. Maybe he has everything, yeah.
And he can't even leave. He can't even leave
maybe
if he wanted
to. Maybe he's, like, really good at basketball. It's got great, like a great personality.
No, he can't get out of the chair. Have
oh,
you heard
shit.
Nothing? I guess he can play wheelchair basketball with the guys.
All right.
At the hospital, the people with real diseases. And then he comes to the hospital. Basketball with
them. Not cool.
Anyway. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening to our first segment, Cool or Not Cool.
No, there was one more.
Oh.
Squirting. Cool or not cool?
Oh, Cave made up one. I forgot.
Is squirting cool or not cool? This could be a trap. I don't know what the squirting situation is.
Well,
in the
I'm going to say who
cool
cares.
For the
it depends.
Dude or cool for the girl?
That's what you got to say.
If you're the dude, it's like, whoa, dude, I just rocked that bitch's socks off.
Yeah.
What if she makes a mess all over your sheets? Is it worth it?
I mean,
it can be a cleanup. Like a real squirter.
Yo, in the videos that I've seen, it's a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get someone
Don't
to clean
give me
that,
that look. You've seen videos too.
He doesn't watch much porn at
Neither
all.
Neither do I. I've been.
Neither does he, Kate. Relax. Yeah. Good Lord. Jesus.
CG, have you ever seen a squirting porn?
No.
Yeah.
But no. I was told by my lifeguard, my senior lifeguard, who I was the junior lifeguard, and he was my senior lifeguard. He said that he had a squirter once, and that it was just like out of control, and it was in his car. They'd always have sex
Jeez.
In his car. Like, his car was fucked. He was like, his car still smells from it.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like, in that situation, is it cool? Well, hold up. Does she squirt with everyone, or did just the man make her squirt?
It doesn't seem as if it's that easily achieved. Like, no chick is squirting in the first 3 minutes, and for some of us, that's all we got. But
it takes some work.
You gotta work it. There's a lot
oh,
of
really?
Foreplay involved.
I thought they were like premature ejaculators. Like, that's what I thought that squirters
were. No.
They're coming super hard,
but then they might do it like again, but they're not getting there quickly that first time.
Yeah, know? I definitely thought it was the same as premature ejaculation. You just like lose your shit sexually. You're just like way too like hype.
Yeah.
You know, like right in the first minute or whatever.
I'm sure it could
That's
be different for each squirter too.
Yeah.
Right? This is a
I'm
dumb
sure
one
a whole
for me
spectrum
to write
of
down.
Squirters.
No, it was a great one to write down because no, it's not fucking cool.
I would love the affirmation of making someone squirt. Like, it would make me feel great. But I think that once it got to be routine, I'd be like, can you just like not you know, like, you can't marry a squirter. No offense, squirters.
No, dude, your house would be a fucking mess.
Yeah, because how are you going to deal with that constantly?
Like, how are you going to explain to the kids?
There's,
oh, my God. Slime all over the walls. They're like, Daddy, what is this? You're like, go to bed, sweetheart. There's nothing to see here, sweetheart. Go to bed.
Well, because the thing about sex, it's kind of like a drunken puke. Like, you're not going to clean up well that night because your head's not right.
No.
Like, when you're fucking, you're like, you might clean up a little bit, then you're going to pass out. You're going to wake up and there's shit everywhere.
No, that's exactly like what it's like. If you had a drunk night and you puked, there might be puke the next morning.
Yeah. And you did your best in, you know, the state of mind you were in, but that's not very good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, cool or not cool? That bitch is not cool.
Oh, my God.
No, wait.
No, it's cool. I say good for her because you got to assume she's coming harder than the average lady, so good for her.
She's coming so hard, all of her insides are squirting out.
She's coming so hard. She's, it's like, and she's being electrocuted with ecstasy.
Like what would the face of a squirter looks like?
What you want me to show you?
When they are.
We're not pausing to show Siege.
We don't need to pause.
Pause.
Yeah.
You're gonna pull out. No. Okay.
No, I will do it.
Let's move on to the next topic.
You win.
The Candace Cameron Burr controversy. And I found this out from you because you asked me what I thought and I was like, what's going on?
Wait, real quick. The squirter's not cool, the dude's cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. I say the opposite. I say that
the dude's
cool.
Not cool?
He's not cool.
Because he's getting squirted
by
on?
God.
Ah,
yeah, he's been smited.
That is a great take on
dude,
it.
Dude, that's like
that
a Tales from the Crypt
amazing.
Situation. Like, you sell your soul for a huge penis, and it's like, but then I'll have everything. But then it's so huge you can't leave the house. Like, that's a nightmare. That's not cool.
Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, my God. You never
God,
saw that,
dude.
One? All
right. Yo, that was an awesome turnaround.
Yeah, thanks. Because
like
bro.
I definitely was sure about my answer, and then you did the opposite answer, and it was so much better than mine.
Thanks, bud.
Good job, man. It's good to have you here.
So you're saying Candace Cameron Burr is a squirter?
No.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
I would never have guessed.
She helped create an alternative network to Hallmark because apparently the Hallmark Channel sometimes featured gays and non-Christians. And this I heard directly from Popple.
Yeah.
So why don't you explain a little bit more?
That is fucking awesome. Isn't Hallmark all like Christmas specials and stuff like that?
It's mostly Christmas specials. And it's all,
starring Lori Loughlin?
It was. But then Candace Cameron was in a bunch of them too. Or Candace Cameron Burr or Beer. I don't know.
You know who never comes up when someone's like, yo, who's the hottest chick ever?
Mm.
Lori Loughlin. Because she's from Full House. So you can't be like, she's not like a movie star. She's not a model.
Yeah.
But like, she was fucking killing it back
then. Yeah.
She was killing it.
Dude, when they had the episode where fucking Danny did a magic show and she was in the bunny suit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. I still have a hard on.
Okay. You can calm down, CG.
Sorry, baby.
How would you like it if I was like, I still have a wet clit.
From Elijah Wood? Back in the day, Kate had
your
an
dick.
Elijah Wood poster.
You're
that was
such
her
a
crush.
Dick.
When she was like 13, she had an Elijah Wood poster.
Oh,
fucking
my
Frodo
God.
Frodo Baggins. Dude, that'd be so fucking hot. I remember she talked about it in like 7th grade. She'd be like, oh my God, so fucking hot. The blue eyes. I'm just taking it. I would just sack all over him. I forget what
I
you would, the kind of like shit you would say, but like you were.
I had a huge crush.
That's great. Elijah Wood feels like your friend that you like are trying to get laid, not like the one that everyone's trying to fuck.
Yo, he's really great.
Yo, Elijah's a sweetheart.
He's
you got
really a sweetheart. He's got a great soul. You know? And you were like, oh my God, he was so fucked.
Ask him about his photography. He's all right.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You just did the photographer's dirty, but that's funny as shit.
So Candace Cameron, right on. So she's helping to start this network, which apparently, if you're like my in-laws, you watch, you love Hallmark. You know, all of the movies have the same arc where, like, fish out of water.
Dude, people fucking watch that? Isn't it like channel 37?
People fucking love it. I have no idea what channel it is. People love Hallmark. And then there's this other subset of people that are like, Hallmark is dope. But I saw one where there was a gay guy and fuck that. We can't have that. So this is what she is doing. She's helping to create
wow.
a channel that has more Christian values. And I guess the characters are probably, you know, they probably meet at church and they, you know, they have a strong tie to the Lord.
Amazing. Sex till they're married.
No, definitely no sex scenes in this.
No, definitely no sex scenes, but it's like known that they've never even had sex.
For
like
sure. That's a good question. That's a good point.
In the background of the person. It's like, no, he's never even had sex. And it's like well known to the audience.
And then there's one where it's like, he fingered me last night. It was weird. He didn't know what he was doing.
It was so weird. Am I allowed? Jesus, are you there? I got fingered.
Probably,
I don't know what to do.
Probably a lot of widows and stuff, the characters.
If I had enough balls, I'd call this Jesus, I Got Fingered. But I don't.
Sacrilegious. I feel like even if Jesus isn't real, we're going to hell. Oh my God.
So it's interesting because these people that are so obsessed with like romantic stories, but they want it to all be religious. Like my father-in-law, I was telling Kate this, he has binged Grey's Anatomy. He's watched like 18 seasons over this past year. He watches all the Grey's Anatomy. And he tells me, I never ask because I don't care. He tells me, he's like, you know what the problem with it is? It's too woke. Old guys don't know what woke means. It's too woke. He's like, they pretend like half the characters are gay, as if half the people in the world are gay. And it's like, I don't need all these gay characters. Like, you watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy, like, for someone who claims that you're not gay. It's just...
How long has Grey's Anatomy been on? It has been on TV forever.
For Ellen Pompeo just announced that she's leaving.
We're like, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Go. Like, I don't dislike her, but it's like...
I thought that lady was, like, retired by now.
Right.
Because like, everything.
I bet she's worth $50 million at least.
Look, she's great, but it's like, take
a
rest.
If it's 18 seasons worth, I'd say way more than that, probably.
Maybe.
Like, you know, after like 10, you might make the fucking million episode.
Maybe.
Right?
It's been a lot.
If you're the star of that shit?
Yeah. My wife still watches it. She loves it. But I think that there's a lot of sex. It's not that Christian.
There's a lot of sex in Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, everyone's fucking on Grey's Anatomy.
That's so eerie.
There's gay fucking?
Oh, yeah. You'd love it. All right.
I did listen. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's hard for me to watch a gay sex scene. And they're basically in a lot of shit now.
Really?
Like, I feel like Game of Thrones is when I first saw some gay stuff going down. Like where they were... It was like a gay sex scene. And then I was uncomfortable because I hadn't seen it before.
Right.
And then I never got comfortable with it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'll be honest. I definitely, like, am super progressive, but it's a little bit, I don't know. I don't think that I like sex scenes anyway.
That's how I'm feeling lately. Like, some of these sex scenes feel like they just don't flow. Like, some are good if it feels right, but
weird.
Some things do feel forced. And I've said this before. So many of these shows have these insane gory shots. It's like, how
gratuitous.
Gross. Like, they want to show the intestines and like, and it's just like, we get it, you want to do the shock thing, but at some point, like, we're all desensitized because we're watching. I don't know, sometimes I'm just like, you don't need to do that. It's not even
I always
artistic.
Get worried when there's a sex scene on that I'm gonna get too horned up and you're gonna notice.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you'll be like, what, you thought that was fucking hot? Did you think that was fucking hot or something? And I'm like,
name a sex scene that was hot that you've seen lately, because I just haven't seen any that I think are spicy.
Name a sex scene that I've seen
from
like
a movie.
With a sex scene. They don't have names for sex scenes.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, what? Name a show or a movie where there was like actually a hot scene with like chemistry between people. Like, I used to love the 50 Shades of Grey sex scenes. I thought. They were hot. I haven't seen one where I'm like, that's actually hot.
How about in Big when Tom Hanks is a 13-year-old?
I know.
That shit was fucking dope.
No. Oh, my God.
Dude, If the dude's young, it's not gross.
Yo, that was so fucked up, that scene. Like, in high, when you watch it as an adult, and he's like, keep the lights on, and he's, like, intrigued by her boobs, and he can't believe it. Like, it's great acting, but it's also like, this... Ugh.
Yeah, it's pedophilia.
Well, yeah.
No. It's not pedophilia if the guy is the young one.
Well, and also, but he was in a 30-year-old body.
You're wrong.
I don't think we need to litigate it. 30-year-old
body, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And it's not her fault.
All right, we're gross.
It wasn't her fault. She's a great lady.
See, feel free to get hard at whatever sex scene you want. I just haven't been inspired much by the chemistry. And, like, they don't show... They're more willing to show the insides of guts coming out than some good boobs and butts.
Well, we were watching The Boys, and they had the little character jump into a butthole, and it showed like the close-up butthole, and he jumped into the butthole and he was tickling the inside of the butthole. Like, shit's getting crazy out there, bro.
That's wild. Thought you were about to say that's the one that turned you on, and I was like,
other than that, it's been a waste.
Because we were like talking about which one. No, that's what we're talking
about,
though.
It's getting real crazy out there. Listen,
gross.
That show's my shit.
But it's getting weird.
Did you guys see Schitt's Creek?
No.
Oh, it's a great show. Really funny. And, you know, the main character, you know, Dan Levy's. And Dan Levy, he's gay and he, like, finds love. And they do a lot of kissing in the last season, which is awesome. The characters are great and the show is funny as hell.
Two dudes kissing? It's awesome?
Two dudes kissing. Well, the show is awesome. But I was saying to Meg while we were watching, I'm like, you know, it's a lot of them making out. And, you know, she thought I was being weird. Like, no, dude, I don't care. You know, I didn't bring it up till it was like the 10th or 15th time. I was like, I don't want to watch anybody making out this much. Like, it's every episode.
Except if it's Dirty Dancing. That was hot.
At least
Dirty Dancing, hot.
See two dudes making out.
By the way, it's a really good show. The show Schitt's Creek.
No, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really
fun. Can try it.
Yeah, you'll dig it. You're not going to watch
it. I didn't like the fucking...
they all have superpowers. You'll dig it.
I didn't like the Dahmer shit. Everyone was like, you got to see Dahmer. It's so good. I'm like, I don't want to fucking watch about a dude who ate people. Like, I'm not trying... Like, everyone's obsessed with crime and murder and all of this. And it's like, I get it. Like, a lot of us haven't gotten in touch with our own darker places. But I'm like, we try to watch it because everyone was recommending. And like the first 10 minutes, it was just like, you get this horrific feeling in your stomach. And I'm just like, I can't fucking do it. No. I'm sorry.
It's exploitative. These are real people that died. It's fucked up that they made that show.
I'm not.
I don't like it.
And it also, like, some of my students wanted to look like him. And I'm like, they're making him a bit of a hero, and this dude was not a hero at all. Like, maybe he was a little good looking. Maybe that's what they're excited about. But yeah, some other serial killers, Ted Bundy was good looking. Who the fuck cares? He was bashing bitches' brains in. Okay.
H.H. Holmes. Sure.
I don't mean like bitches, I mean women.
I just honestly, I can't make myself care that much. If people get killed, because I don't know them. Did they suck?
Babe.
I'm sorry. Babe. She whispered like the audience wouldn't hear. Babe. She whispered right into the microphone. That was awesome.
She was a proxy for the audience in that moment. Everyone's like, no, Siege,
so,
don't.
No, I just mean like...
You can be detached. You don't have to cry like it's your fucking aunt that it happened to. But you can still be like, that's fucking awful because...
No, but aren't there so many people that suck? Don't you guys know so many people that suck?
I do know so many people who suck.
The world might be a little better if they were just disappeared. So that's why I'm like, I can't really get that upset because I don't know. If you watch like Dexter and stuff like that, and he was picking people who
sucked. Dexter was a way better show than what I was seeing with
Dahmer. No, I didn't want to watch Dahmer. We stopped that quick.
Dexter went into it. So Dexter went to shit after a while. Dexter had me, then it went to shit. But there was art in it. There was an explanation. It was different.
Yeah, what I'm saying
this
is,
Dahmer shit,
know.
It was like,
so
ooh, he's kind of good looking.
It was so many decades ago. Can I really take someone's take on it that is writing about it now? Like, they have any fucking clue what the person was like or what they... Like, I can't take their take. That's
I'm sure it was well documented what these people were like, but... I don't know. People are complicated. I don't think. I think
that's what
most.
I mean. No, you got. I feel like you have to feel their vibe to know what someone's like. Be in a room with them. You know what I mean? It's that easy, but it's like there's millions of people you haven't been in a room So you take somebody's opinion of what they're like, then I don't know. I just feel like I would need to actually be close to it to find out.
I have found, I don't think that, I mean, that seems a little bit too macabre for me, but I do like, you know, a lot of the true story adaptations. Like The People versus O.J. Simpson was awesome. I liked Impeachment, you know, because I don't, maybe it's because I lived through this stuff and I remembered following it, you know, even though I was pretty young when it happened. But like, I don't know, these are good stories. And it's like not would, like people, I guess in O.J. Simpson, you, somebody died.
I would say like, you know, somebody who watched stuff like that at that young of an age was a loser. Since I know you, I know it's the opposite.
Yeah,
I know it's the opposite of that. And thanks, so I'm bro. Like, is that what was cool? And I'm like, I fucked because I completely missed it.
I think I was encouraged to watch.
Listen, you always bring culture to our shit you actually know about this shit because you watch it, and so we can like or read about it.
Wait, read about it.
You read it. And then so like our boy who comes on the show, audience, there's a reason he comes on the show, dude. He's like our scientist. He's like our, you know, promoter. He's so many things all in one.
Go to Schitt's Creek for gay shit. You can come to Invasion of Privacy and listen to Siege talk about Cobble.
You're goddamn
it's a
right.
Romance, right? Heterosexual bro.
He's a god. He's a legend. He's smarter than me and Kate combined?
Dude, when did you make up this voice for me?
This voice is really new. It's new. Okay, great, we're moving on because we've got some topics.
She just had his hand on my upper thigh for the past like 5 minutes. And I don't even mind. I didn't flinch. He wanted to see if I would flinch.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's okay. Fine. Keep it there.
Here's a topic that Cobble made me aware of. Jeff Bezos pledges to give most of his $121 billion to charity. I mean, what does even pledges mean? Is that like, I pinky promise one day, like he might freeze himself, his body, and then come back like 1,000 years and be like, psych! Like, like, what does this mean?
I feel like a lot of your power goes away if you freeze yourself. You know what I mean? Like it could be gone. Once he comes up and he's like, psych! It's, you know, and it's 300 years later, somebody could have fucked him over for his money. But... But well, a pledge, it's like one of those promise rings that you get.
Yeah.
When you go to, you know, Christian school and you're 15, you promise your boyfriend that you will get engaged. You wear a ring that doesn't mean you're engaged, but it means you promise someone that you would get engaged.
Yeah. And it's really just that badge. It's just so you can feel better about all the butt stuff you're going to do. Same old story. We've all been there. So Bezos. I know that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and a lot of other ultra rich have made the same commitment to give away over half their wealth. And they've done it. And they've been systematically giving it away. And the cool thing about guys that are this meticulous and this, like, you know, huge perfectionists, they're good at giving away their money to, like, you know, in productive, like the Gates Foundation. If you look it up, they get like extremely high ratings for the portion of the money that actually goes where it's intended, because there's overhead for these things, you know, salaries and other bullshit. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. You know, the world has more billionaires than it should have. But if more people that are worth 100 fucking billion plus are giving most of it away, but it had me thinking, what would I give my money to? What would you give your money to if you had that much?
No, honestly, I'd have to do research, because you're right. You make that point of, like, I mean, there's overhead for things, and there's also just ways it's wasted. Like, I don't, maybe you're giving it to the wrong people, like the people who don't even actually need it. I feel like there's a lot of people who do welfare or stuff like that who actually don't need the welfare. They're there, and then there are people who are. I'd want to do research so I knew it was going to, like if I give somebody a dollar because I see them on the street, like, I have assessed that person. And I've been like, this bum right here,
oh is, my God,
the way he looks at me, I know he's not a gem. Die. You know how, like, Aladdin, like a diamond in the rough?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only give bums a dollar if they're diamond in the rough bums.
Wow.
So, like, I can see it. I can
You've
see
said
it from, like,
so
a
many
block,
beautiful, touching things this podcast. Away. I really must say.
I'm a lot deeper than people think, baby. Baby. True.
He can see right into people's souls. Wow.
So, no, and that's what I'm saying. See, he picked out what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. Is that, you got to do your research. You got to.
I would do ocean cleanup for sure as part of it. Like, okay. The Earth's dying thing
here's
is
some
real.
Money. Clean up the fucking ocean, please.
Yeah.
That's what Kate would.
But, I think that's really
and
good.
And there's technology that exists and is being developed by brilliant young scientists as well, where there are machines to clean up the oceans.
Why, like, I gotta be young scientists?
Because they're the ones who know how important it fucking is.
Young scientists, not the old ass scientists.
Because there are kids growing up being like, wait, this earth is dying. Like, for some reason, some of these older heads are like, do, 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 do. Like, there are kids that are like, no, we really need to fix this. Dude,
if this is the music you've got on in the background, you're not going to see any of my money. You walk into their lab, it's like, doop, 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 doop.
You know,
like,
what I mean? Nah, it's just people with their heads up their asses, like, everything is fine. Everything is fine. But
Because they're about to leave the world and the young scientist, like, actually has to live in it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, and I fuck with the young scientists who are trying to, like, fix a lot of what happened with
Do you
climate
fuck with
change.
Them more because they're hotter? Is that what you're saying?
Bro.
You, like, saw a commercial with a hot young scientist?
That's not what, like, I was thinking at all, but honestly, maybe they'd be fresher. Yeah. You know, hip.
She's like, those are fresh meat scientists.
No, I didn't say it
God
like that.
Damn.
No.
Got
no.
knowledge and they've
Don't
got
be a
the
sicko.
Brawn.
No.
They've got
anyway,
the brawn to please.
I need to get to this next topic because it's been bugging me.
Wait, I think that was a great topic. What would you do the money with? Ocean cleanup is awesome.
Okay.
But no, I'd have to look. I'd have to dig, dude.
I
might fucking just walk down the street and hand out $100 bills.
Well, that's
to
good.
People whose souls that I looked
wow.
into.
You're just looking.
If I'm that rich,
just give all your money to hot chicks.
Dog, if I'm that rich, I might decide to just go to a restaurant every morning in, like, a different town and tip the waiter $5,000.
There you go. That's not.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly.
You wonder how much, like, that would make a real difference in people's lives.
I kind of feel like if I sat down for a meal, breakfast, you know, noon and dinner, that wasn't said that well, but
Dude, noon is my favorite meal.
All right, listen, I fucked that up, but I know you eat lunch at noon. So listen, breakfast, noon, and dinner. I sit down to a meal at like a diner in some different town. I travel the whole world doing that. And the waiter or waitress who like gets my attention, they're a kind person. They have kids and they're just so kind and they make $0. And then I tip them $5,000 and I do that shit every day.
With $100 billion, it'll take you a while to give it away.
Yeah, I'm going to just move on to the next topic.
Dude, all right, let's up the ante. $50,000 they get tipped. How awesome would be your life be if that was what you did every day of your life?
Attack food insecurity internationally, maybe something to like, you know, to eliminate certain diseases or homelessness. Yeah. You know,
you're making me look like a really bad person right now because you're saying all these great things that you've like thought about.
People with physical disabilities, like a lot of them, they don't have the resources to either, I don't know, to get back on their feet. There's a lot of
that's a great answer.
Mental disabilities
like
too.
They don't have feet or like they aren't ever.
Some of them
be
have huge penises
their-
and they can't get upstairs.
They're like, help me out of this wheelchair.
Okay.
I give all my money to people.
I need to have a sponge bath. You know what's great now? I can pick my old caretaker. It's my friend, Gomez. It's like, have you seen the commercials? They're fucking awesome, dude. Because now you can pick your own caretaker. He's like, you know who take care of me? My best buddy, Ronnie.
And then
Ronnie gets
now,
paid
CP?
By the state to take care of his fucking friend.
Oh, that's awesome,
dude.
Okay, next topic.
If you go infirm, Kate, I want to be a caretaker. Cool?
Next topic.
Just
let's do it.
Next topic.
She wouldn't sign up. I thought I'd get her quick. I thought I'd get her on the
I can tell this is going to be serious.
Kanye.
Mm.
With his anti-Semitic comments. And I just want to say, not only do I think what he's saying is super fucked up, but I think it's super fucked up that there are so many people being like, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And I'm like, wait, what? But I want to say this. If he's commenting on like the Jewish elite who run Hollywood, first of all, that's a dumb way to say it because yes, there may be a lot of Jews in Hollywood. But when I was in the entertainment industry in Manhattan, which is linked to Hollywood, I met a lot of goys, okay? Lots of Christians in the entertainment business as well as Jews. So to like...
Listen, relax on the Christians, okay? Copy converted.
I just want to say when you pinpoint a group of people and say the Jews, like you're talking about a lot of people who have nothing to do with what he's talking about, who've already been fucking persecuted and killed in a serious way. So it's like his comments, yeah, he may be talking about like the elite Jews that he's been in contact with in Hollywood. Okay, but you better be pretty fucking precise the way you talk about that. And like I said, I've been in the entertainment industry and have encountered a lot of corrupt Christians as well as the corrupt Jews. But it's like just so dumb to take a group of people, whatever their race, whatever their religion, and to say these people, like I'm going DEFCON 3. Are you fucking kidding me? DEFCON 3 already happened to the Jews. It was called Hitler, and we're still trying to fucking fix that
shit. And it's not DEFCON, it's DEFCON,
D-E-F. Yeah. Whatevs.
No, but that's
no,
what
that's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I
DEFCON.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Wild. And it's to extrapolate that there's an entire group of people that are going down because you had a couple of bad business dealings is insane. And then other people projecting from the reaction to that, like, well, that just proves that he's right. It's like, really? Because show
no,
me
can you imagine-
where you can say something about another group. You can't like decide to try to take down all the Catholics or Muslims or black people and just get away with it. Like, this doesn't prove that the Jews control everything. It's just... And also, just another thought that kind of goes along with what Kate said. I think that people need to accept the possibility that there's a remote chance that just possibly, maybe, Jews don't have as much power as you think that we have. Like, look, the fact that 2%
if they
of this
do,
country...
I'm offended because they don't
too.
Like their own
Hook
people.
Hook me up! Like, where are y'all at hooking
I'm
me
a
up?
Jew. I'm pretty powerless right now, actually.
Listen, I think if Kanye went into a room with like a few real business people who like want to make money and they take their job seriously and they're like, dude, I can't fucking work with this person. Like, this is a horrible fucking person. They're like, sorry, we're going to back out on the deal.
Yeah.
And then he rages against the whole Jewish. I kind of think that's what happened, bro. Like, people are like, dude, we can't. This is going to be our business partner. Well, this dude's fucking unstable. Like, yeah. Are you kidding me?
And then somebody
was
sad.
Like, no, bro. And then he was like, the whole Jewish people's holding me down. Like, bro, no.
I think
on,
Kanye
man.
Is going through something. And I think right. that, like, you know, it seems as if he's highly intelligent and he's got some issues right now. And my heart goes out to him. It does. But I'm kind of with Kate in that it's more, the reaction
he's
is
he's intelligent like
more.
Rain Man. Like, he can yeah, rap.
I think his mind
Rain
works
Man's
differently
good at numbers
than,
and then his work's
ours.
Good at rap.
Yeah. And
then, I mean, because his raps are fucking awesome.
That's true. That is
but
true.
But like, I
most of them, not all of them.
I do think he's pretty horrible, but
I think it's
his raps are fucking awesome. They make a white boy dance.
Anybody that wants to, you know, because Kanye has said things along these lines, and I've seen a lot of people, weirdly, people from our high school and stuff, weigh in with crazy anti-Semitic remarks about them, you know, looking out for each other and controlling everything.
Jesus.
As someone that went to a Jewish overnight camp and is from a Jewish family, let me assure you, we don't fucking look out for each other. Like, dude, if there are more than three Jews in a room for more than 10 minutes, we are at each other's throats. We do not get along. Like, when Woody Allen went down, Bernie Madoff, Harvey Weinstein, there was no Jewish community that was like, yo, we got to look out for our guy. We're all like, yo, fuck that guy. We can't wait for him to go down. The only reason that Jews want to succeed is to try to piss off other Jews. That's the biggest motivator, because we know that our mom is going to tell their mom and then they're going to feel like shit. And that's my whole, I'm like, dude, I can't wait till fucking Ira finds out about this promotion.
Fucking Ira Feinstein is about to find out about this promotion.
Dude, if we take over a company, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to bring my cousins along. Like, no, I'm going to bring fucking Kanye along. Like, dude, we are not looking out for each other like that. They clearly don't know Jews.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best thing I ever.
It's
heard.
A good point.
It's fucking.
And
awesome,
I just,
Koppel.
I am disturbed by
Koppel,
the amount.
You're a fucking genius, bro.
Okay.
You're my Kanye-sus.
Oh my god,
dude, that
it
means
is
so
alarming.
Much.
It is alarming how many people are not like offended by what Kanye's
well,
saying.
Did you
it's
guys...
like okay, some people like
no,
ready
no,
for another Holocaust
it, listen,
or something.
You agreeing? Then you're a little fucked up. Like, you know, I'm going to go agree with this guy. But you not being offended, like, by what, like, he's nuts as fuck. So, like, you not being offended, it's a nuts person saying shit. There's nuts people saying
but
shit.
But a lot of people are on board. And if you saw, I'm sure you're aware, the Kyrie Irving.
Like, who?
Oh, he gets a lot of support. You know what? It's probably all bots, and I shouldn't be on social media. But so many comments, getting so much love, shared by tons of people. And also
Kanye's
people that I know
to speak
that are
the
real
truth.
People.
Comments like
and
that.
And Kyrie Irving, too. I'm sure you're aware, Kyrie Irving, basketball player with the Nets. He shared this video, Hebrews to Negroes, and it's just this wild conspiracy theory stuff about, like, the true Israelites, the true Semites, and Jews and Christians stole their identity, and the Holocaust isn't real, and Jewish devil worshiping. I don't know. I'm not going to see the fucking movie. This is all from what I heard secondhand. But a lot of people had Kyrie's back. In Kyrie's defense, I think the league came down on him too hard with all the apologies. He got suspended for a bunch of games. And last night he came out with a really sincere, heartfelt apology, and I hope the people just move on. But again, the support for him is kind of disturbing. And Chappelle, did you guys see the opening monologue Saturday Night Live last week? You watched it?
Yeah, because you sent it to me. He didn't. That's my fault because he told me to send it to him.
Oh, dude.
I should have. I fucking
I'm sorry.
Forgot.
I really wish he did. All right. I laughed my ass off. It was so anti-Semitic and it was funny as shit.
I didn't like some parts of it.
So that's the thing. If
some parts
I did. If it was my friend that said it, because I, like, then you know where the person's coming from and then it's all good. But, like, I don't know Chappelle like that. And
he's looking like a granny. He's looking less and less fuckable, looking like a granny to me.
The parts
where
he
was fuckable.
Back in the day when he was crisp, he was never hot, but like he had that like swag to make him hot. You know what I mean?
Dude, you never say, you never say someone's fuckable. I'm so surprised the first person I ever heard you say is fuckable is Dave Chappelle.
I was one of his biggest
fans. He was never known.
No.
He was never known.
Kate was the only one that knew.
He was never known for attracting women.
So no, he probably got a lot of women because women like to be entertained. They want a funny dude. Pete Davidson, he's good looking, but he's not a smoke show.
No,
hot.
No, but no,
but
no,
women,
no.
He's getting all the hot chicks because he can entertain.
With looks, what is he? Rate him on just looks, Pete Davidson. Just looks.
He looks strange to me. I don't get it.
And I'm gonna give him and be generous a 7.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that
but
too.
But he's pulling 12 and a halves.
He's got swag about him. He's got star power.
No,
it's an intangible
thing.
No,
what I'm saying is because I wanted to rate him on looks alone and make it known. And then for Kate to say like, dude, like what are the intangibles? Like there's this.
Dave Chappelle, interesting to me. His show when it first came out was so funny that of course I had a crush on him. Would I actually have fucked him? I don't think so.
You had
I don't
know. A crush on Chappelle?
Not like a real crush, like a celebrity, like I just was like, he's so funny. Do you know what I mean? Maybe crush is the wrong
word. And that made you want to hit?
No.
Dude, she, all the people I think
something
about
really
are the hottest dudes in the world.
No, Kate was saying about how when someone is that funny. Like, I remember King of Queens as an example, okay? Right. Which I didn't even really watch the show, but I remember a lot of people were like, oh, I'm sick of these shows pretending guys that look like Kevin James could get Leah Remini. And as a guy that had girlfriends out of my league my entire life was like, no, it's real.
No, and
that shit is fucking
real. I bet his real life wife is much hotter than Leah Remini.
Yeah, and before
she's so pretty.
Before he got famous, because it's like, no, dude, I know that if you're entertaining and you know how to talk to someone, girls are less they're less superficial than we are.
If
they
you're
will fuck.
I had a dude
a pudgy dude that's really funny.
There was
anything,
a dude.
Bro.
No, there was.
I thought you were about to say that for some reason. Like the way your mouth moved. I thought you were about, bro. They
dude,
will fuck.
They, if they'll fuck me, they will fuck anybody.
I thought.
So wait, to get back to Chappelle.
No. You
were
right because we are. They are. Yeah, there is a.
Yeah, they're not as superficial.
And let me say this. I have met one time in one of my shows, there was one of the most handsome men in the front. Like, model handsome. Zero personality. Mm. Okay? And I just felt like there was nothing moving there. Because it was like, thank you. There's nothing moving in that area. Like, if you're that good looking, but there's nothing, then there's nothing. Chappelle had... At that time, he was saying shit no one else was saying. So I had like a comedy crush, not like a real crush. Like I wouldn't have hit.
You sure?
Yes.
Hold up.
Oh my God.
Good question. Interruption. If Chappelle at that time, when you were a comedian in New York City and he's blowing the fuck up, was trying to hit and threw it your direction.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
That's not
so.
A hard no.
It's not a hard no, but I really don't believe so. The person that
have
I did.
Have you been with a black man before?
No, I've kissed one for a music video, but never in like a real romantic
We've
situation.
We've all kissed a black guy for a music video, Kate. Let's just answer the question.
I did. He was smoking hot.
Okay?
Yeah. He was smoking hot in a friend of mine.
Yeah. Dude, they make a lot of videos.
my man.
Can I just the Chappelle thing? And I'm sorry that CG, I haven't watched it prepared for this podcast at all. But, the Chappelle thing is that his point, he made so many funny points, like really, really got me. But instead of saying that anti-Semitism is wrong, which I think he could have said most of the funny shit that he said and still landed that, but instead of saying anti-Semitism is wrong, his thesis seemed to be, you know, we all have a lot of totally logical anti-Semitic thoughts, but you shouldn't say it out loud because you'll get in trouble, which is kind of fucked up. And it like plays into the whole narrative of like Jews have too much control.
If that's the case, it's hack, because people have been saying that about black people jokes too, where they're like, everyone has the thoughts, but you can't say them. And like, that's a dangerous thing to me as well, even though I'm not saying there's obviously racism in the collective and people can have certain thoughts about all races. But I just feel like we need to get to the next level of this shit. And like with the Kanye thing, it just needs to be like, shut the fuck up. Right. Like, it's just, who's fucking him? Let me say this. Who is fucking Kanye? He looks so bad. He has fallen off. He's like got these grills in that are protruding out like he's got buck teeth. Like someone, I'm going to now blame the chicks who are still stamping their pussy of approval.
Yo, Kanye's mouth is so big, he could put my whole head in his mouth.
He's like Pennywise.
Is that, it's so.
He's just looking.
It's so crazy.
Less and less hot. And it's like, he just needs to get his shit together and shut the fuck up. Because if anyone did what he's doing about any race, any group of people, it would be fucked. If I heard someone saying something about anti-whatever group,
I would be so much more comfortable if everyone could say what race they hated.
Oh my God.
No, dude, I would be so much more comfortable.
Because I know exactly who would take out.
He was just like, yo, I really don't like these people. And if people could just say that and you're not like so outraged.
Well, the thing is,
I would be outraged. I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
No, but it's like, no, people hate who they hate. I don't care.
People like, act like racism and anti-Semitism and sexism, that it's a yes or no. It's a spectrum. You know, like
most anybody, no matter what
race you are, if you're being honest, you know the people in your family that are super racist, the ones that are kind of racist. Like, there are acceptable levels of anti-Semitism that I'm fine.
People who are hilariously racist and not actually racist.
Right.
And then I know people who hate other races. And they're very scary.
Yeah.
But the really not racist, really funny old man who tells racist jokes, that's my fucking boy.
He should be a little bit less racist, but he's not going to actually cause problems in the world.
Right. No. Does he actually hate him? No. He's cool with the brothers. Like, if he interacts with them for a minute,
right,
you know,
he'll be fine.
I want nothing to do with those people.
And so, like,
nothing
no,
to do with them. I'll take these perky tits elsewhere.
When someone, what?
I'll take these perky tits elsewhere. When there's that,
I'm
going to
start
negative,
using that, Kate. I'm going to take these perky tits.
I'm going to take this sweet medium dick elsewhere.
Like, I don't fuck with
take
it. Like,
sweaty
you
dick
need
home.
To have good evolved
sweaty
energy.
Dick wherever I want.
Like, we need to get to the next level. Like, these hacky motherfuckers making the same fucking racist, not racist jokes. Like, these perky tits don't want to be in the same room as that. Like,
listen, but I feel like I wish people just understood that, like, in media and stuff like that, some people do have their own things. They hate fucking Wawa. They hate, you know,
hating black a race
people.
Is
they
different
hate,
than hating Wawa.
Well, this
okay,
should,
they hate Asian drivers. They hate, like, people are so have their own
that's
little things that they hate.
You just made Popple
like,
flinch.
Listen, but no, for me, if people just said that and you wouldn't just, I don't jump on them for. I know people are different than me. They have different.
Well,
I
wish that people, instead of saying how wrong it is to say that one group has too much control, instead they should say, like, do you know you sound really pathetic that you're pretending you can't do better because this group is pulling the strings? Like, you sound like such a fucking loser right now.
Yes.
Like, maybe get control of your own life. Like,
yeah.
Especially...
He's the one saying slavery was a choice.
Right.
That they could have gotten out of it. He's trying to be anti-victim there, which is the craziest, most bullshit statement.
You're not
such a victim to the Jews.
Right. But also, like, you're not blaming Big Pharma. You're not blaming the fossil fuel industry or gun manufacturers or the military. military industrial complex or the people that control most of the Senate and the executive. By the way, rich Christians, the goys, must love this shit right now because they have had all the power forever and they're like, dude, we are, they've got those Ivy League fraternities that they would never let Jews in, and they're fucking,
they
all
got the
country
Supreme
clubs
Court
are actually
stacked.
Making the whole decisions. They're like, I can't believe they're blaming the Jews. Like, this is fucking great. Sweet.
The Supreme
Some
Court.
Some of those guys who might maybe trickle in here one day are getting blamed for all our shit.
Yeah. It's like, over my fucking dead body, will we let a Jew in here? But yeah, Sipowicz can take the blame all it's day.
It's true. The Supreme Court.
I just listen. I think if everybody knew people really thought, it wouldn't be such an outrage. Like he says what he's thinking. I do hate the dude. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I do think he's a pretty terrible person, Kanye. But as far as like, it's such a big deal because the media has put a mask on, like, people ain't supposed to have feelings. Nobody, like, right. feels some sort of way about somebody being different, but everybody fucking does.
No, but I do like the idea that if you spread hate, that there will be repercussions. And
definitely.
That's not a First Amendment thing.
Definitely.
That's not
like
the government saying that you're not allowed to do it. That's saying you're bad for business. Fuck off. You know, which
and
is,
you're just being a bigot.
Hell yeah.
You're being an asshole. You're like coming down on a group of people who like have been persecuted for ages. Like, grow the fuck up.
No, right. If you're spreading hate, no, that's
it's not okay.
To get back to the spectrum of hate thing, though, I feel like Chappelle showed me he's not that down with the Jews, but he's acceptable anti-Semitic to me. I'll still watch
Chappelle's
all
not
of
even
his specials,
fuckable
so
anymore.
Like,
why
right.
would I watch Chappelle? He's not even fuckable.
I still will. Dude, he's the man. I wish he liked Jews more, but it's all right.
He's okay.
Funny.
I used to be a huge fan.
No, but there's always people you've evolved.
I'm like, eh.
If he met Koppel, he fucking loved the Jews.
Yeah, we'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Like, he's still friends.
I'm a Jew.
If he banged Kate Wolf, he would love the Jews.
Bro, you did not have to say that.
Baby, I'm being serious. I'm saying people
I could fuck him into our good graces.
Exactly. If Koppel fucked him, I'm not sure. But
he would hate. He would never stop throwing up. He'd be like, yo, the Jews are way worse than I thought.
He'd be like, actually, that dude could really throw down. Yeah. Like I heard the Jews can't really fuck like that. Like that dude could really throw down. And Koppel's like, well, yeah, I was kind of known for that. Like, yeah, I was on the tennis team. Like I had a few friends, but like I was kind of known that I could really throw it down. That's why I had way super hot girlfriends my whole life.
Yeah, right. That's how
man,
we go.
Koppel.
Well, thanks, bro.
Kanye's not
touching.
Kanye's not touching Koppel's ass or this pussy.
Damn,
he don't
dude.
Get to be near these Jew goodies.
Oh shit! You
stop speaking for me.
How are you gonna say? How are you gonna tell the world what Koppel says?
Wait, you said Kanye?
Kanye can't tap these asses.
Yeah, Kanye.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chappelle.
Yeah, because Chappelle can touch my
about
ass.
Kanye.
Yeah, no, you're right,
I'm
Kate. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Kate,
I'm talking
you're right,
to both.
Baby.
Both.
Good job, baby.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, we're going to wrap up in a bit. I'm not going to get to all the topics on the list because some were weird, random history.
Oh,
things.
Were some weird, random.
We're going to keep this middle of the road.
Guys. We're going to keep this legit right now, okay? So we're not going to go down
legit.
The weird paths
okay.
that you thought we might
there
go down.
There was a hilarious advertisement for Senator John Kennedy, and he basically said, if you don't like cops simply because they're cops, the next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead. And I have to say, I thought that was really funny.
Listen, dude.
I'm not anti-cops.
I'm voting for my man because that is the best shit I ever heard.
Do I think there needs to be police reform? Of course, but that statement was pretty great because it's like, yeah, you get rid of all the cops, we're fucked.
We're so well, like, I'm not, like, I'm a pretty big dude, but like a lot of people are
I would
so
be.
Fucked.
Yeah, I like
you,
I like cops.
You get rid of the cops and I get to police my own shit, I'll be all right, but a lot of people are not.
John
so
Kennedy
not
says funny shit. He does this really folksy thing and he sounds super Louisiana. Which I gotta be honest, like I know that, and I went to college in Louisiana. So when I meet somebody that's from the Deep South, they take advantage of us Northerners because they know that we think that they're not smart. So then they can fucking like do their folksy charm.
Bro, did you went fucking undercover down there?
I went undercover.
You were fucking Northeast you know, Jewish North Upper fucking, I don't know what I'm trying to say, New England Jew.
New England?
Down, we're almost there.
Yeah, okay.
We're in Philadelphia. I'd say you're like almost there. Compared
closer
to
Mid-Atlantic than New England.
Compared to Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. I was a fucking Yankee. Yeah, exactly. For sure.
So you were undercover and you found out like how they really thought and you found out they were smart?
They're smart, dude, but they like America, to do folksy smart stuff. And they like to talk in like a slow way and say like, I tell you, you could just call a crackhead if you don't like cops.
Oh my God, I'm in love already. You just did that for a second and like it completely was magic.
That wasn't even like Louisiana
you
accent.
You put a spell on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Louisiana got a draw, man.
Ooh, that was good.
Dude, I would work.
I would just from you doing that voice, I'd retire there. Like you wouldn't even have to tell me that much. Like, yeah, I got a house for you down in Louisiana. Like, I'd go just from you doing that voice for 5 seconds.
These other boys.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
I want to go to the South. I haven't really spent much time. I want to go to Louisiana.
I went to college in the ATL.
Yeah, I've been to Atlanta once.
I say it like that.
For a comedy festival,
Georgia Institute of Technology.
Ooh. Yeah, super smart engineers.
It was in the ATL when Ludacris was big.
You were in
Luda.
Luda's still the man down there.
Luda.
You were in Emory's college book just because you lifted with our friend. No.
Oh shit! Can I not?
So close.
My man. I went to Emory with him. I lifted in the gym with him. And the photographer took a picture. And I was in the Emory yearbook that year, dog. Doing squats and shit. Jacked as fuck. And then Emory was like spotting me or something.
Can you stop saying his name? Because he doesn't like being part of these things.
Shit. My bad, Dave. That's my dog, though. That's my dog.
Anyway,
yes. And then I did get in the yearbook as if I was smart enough to be at that school, which is awesome.
Yeah. I regret bringing it up because now I'm going to have to edit all those.
Nope.
But
keeping them all in.
We are going to wrap this up.
Oh, man. Dang it.
Coffle.
Dang, dog. Okay.
Thank you. Would you like to add something?
It honestly would not fit in that well.
I actually do want to hear that story, and I think it wouldn't hurt the podcast. So Kate's going to have to cut a lot of shit anyway. We need to make it an hour. She gave me the finger, but yeah, we're still cool.
Kate just threatened us. She's so scary.
Kate's threats are real, and she's scary as fuck.
Because once you said his name so many times, it's like not easy for me. Maybe it's easy for some editors.
Yeezy.
But it's not Yeezy for me.
It's not Yeezus for me.
All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Come Yeezus.
Where can they find you? Peaks Podcast.
And that's the only place you'll find me.
You can find that bull fucking on the streets.
No, he's not.
Well, I like to... I'm not.
That was the worst.
I guess I didn't. I'm not. It came out a certain way. I just meant like he be fucking like constantly for decades. Listen, that's what I meant.
I think I've got a track record of with saying like sanctimonious shit, so I'm gonna keep that. For Thanksgiving this year, if you guys are doing, you know, like a Secret Santa type of thing. If you're well off, just ask for money to be given to your favorite charity, man. Like, let's look out for each other. A lot of people are still struggling.
Amen.
I'm not cool with that at all.
Oh, my God.
I want a present from you rich motherfuckers. All right? Forget the charity.
I told you people are struggling.
The charity is Siege. Want a new big screen for the basement for the man cave because we got a little TV down there. I got the big TV in the regular room, and I got a little TV in the man cave. All right? Who the fuck has a little TV in the man cave? Your rich ass can't
anyway,
get me one?
You can find CG on Instagram.
You
don't
give it to a charity?
CG.Erickson.
Bill Gates. Whatever rich people. What are the rich
Bill
people
Gates
names?
Can give away some
Warren
of his
Buffett,
money to
Warren
us.
Warren Buffett, you can't give me a big screen TV for my man cave Kanye. So I can feel like a real man?
All right.
Thanks a lot, Kanye-sus.
Guys. You can find me at the Kate Wolf.
Fucking Kanye uses.
I'll keep putting these out at least once a month.
I'm
teaching and I'm exhausted. Listen.
This is how the Jews
we'll put
so
these.
Far.
We'll put these up at least bi-quarterly. Yeah. We'll try to get one out to you. At least once a quarter.
I just had to do one to be like, try. Yo, Jews are great. I just felt like I needed to like have us come together and be like, wait a second. No, Jews are mad chill.
Can I sign off with the, I am mad white. I am what? The whitest. I'm every kind of Caucasian you can be. Mm-hmm. I love the Jews. I surround myself with the Jews. They're wonderful people. My wife's a Jew. My best buddy's a Jew. Copster, he comes over, does a podcast with us, blows our fucking mind with his knowledge. Right? So fucking, let's elevate the Jews, please. Can we Amen. Do that? Can we do an opposite? Can we do an opposite of the Holocaust? What would that look like? It's about time. Gassing them with ecstasy?
Oh,
MDMA? And then bro. Have a fucking party? That's my Holocaust. A
smile-a-cost. I mean, you really tried to make that positive?
Grinacost.
No. No.
Join our Grinacost, my friends.
It's time to sign off. Oh my.
Bro, listen, if people could meet you Jews, they would love the Jews.
Yeah.
Right? I love the Jews.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to sign off with that. Thank you, America.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.